Yeah.
When you and other Western seekers went to Thailand, I'm interested to know, of course, Jack and Joseph and other teachers of lay people, and then yourself and Ajahn Amaro and maybe others in the monastic tradition. Could you say something about how the teachings are the same or different between the monastic and the lay tradition that came from Ajahn Chah? Mm-hmm. And anything else you could help us relate as lay people to the teachings and the tradition of the monastic establishment?
Yeah. Yes, when the first Westerner who came to stay with Ajahn Chah was Ajahn Sumedho, 1967. And he showed up, and yes, the first contact that Ajahn Chah ever had with a Westerner. Ubon was, prior to that, probably the only Western contact. Well, that's not true. There was started to be an American Air Force base in Ubon. I think there was probably 15,000 Air Force personnel in the, because it was close. Ubon is closer. Is during the Vietnam War as it was escalating, and the it was closer to Hanoi and Saigon than it was to Bangkok geographically. So it was a great place for a fighter bomber base. It's one of the things I brought with me from Thailand to Ubayagiri. Is if anybody's been to Ubayagiri, there's the bell in the central courtyard. That's a bomb casing. Good American bomb.
Awesome.
So brought it for another purpose.
Well done.
It has a clacker.
It's got a ringer. Yeah. You know, we've got it. It's actually because they're good metal. They're all over Thailand.
As bells,
monastery bells. Yeah. Bombs to bells, yeah. So that was maybe the, you know, Ajahn Chah might have seen a bit, but certainly somebody who showed up to train at the monastery, it never happened. So his way of, when Ajahn Sumedho first came, one of the things that he said to Ajahn Sumedho, yeah, you can come and stay here, you have to live like everybody else. That was something that Ajahn Sumedho had been studying in Bangkok. He'd been in another place in the north of the northeast of Thailand, and he'd always got special dispensation because he was a Westerner. And Ajahn Chah didn't do that. He said, you'll have to learn how to live like everybody else here. And that was extremely useful for training. In terms of you know, actual teachings, of course, there's a different flavor for teaching monastics and teaching lay people. And Ajahn Chah had a very devoted and extensive base of lay people coming to the monastery, and of course not Westerners, but still, there, when you're living in the monastery, you see, you know, these different ways of emphasis and teaching, but still, the flavor of commitment and renunciation are there, or integrity, very strong. Ajahn Chah whether it was to lay people or to monastics, one of the bases of his teaching, the foundation, is really around virtue and right understanding. Like those are the foundations that all practice has to be built up on. Whether one's living in the world as a layperson or living in a monastery, that's the foundation. If you really want to grow in the practice in terms of meditation, in terms of wisdom, that's the base that you have to grow up from. And so that was very, very, very strong. And I remember when I first went to Ajahn Chah's monastery, and of course it's on a regular day, you come in, it's quite quiet, there's a few lay people around, and then it's the observance night a few days later on the lunar quarters, and boom, there's the monastery is full of lay people, and they're taking precepts, they're meditating, they're listening to Dhamma talks, and it's not just that they're meditating. I mean, they're really meditating, and I'm sitting here squirming, and this is all night, every once a week, all night session in meditation and chanting and Dhamma practice, and it's, you know, it's not like even nowadays with Ajahn Chah passed away for 20 years or almost 16, 17, 18 years. I'd say there's, you know, on an average or on a regular weekly observance day, there's about 200 lay people show up. And it's just, they're there to practice. They're solid. And so that strong commitment to meditation and practice, and Ajahn Chah encouraging them, and then them taking up on it. And so, but I think it all comes back to that emphasis that Ajahn Chah made, that whatever practice you do, really get those foundations right. It's virtue and right view.